Blog Talk Radio.
Be right here for you. So welcome. Our guest today, again, Dr. Gregory Scott. You may know Gregory. Gregory has a program every Thursday night here on GGM Radio. It is called the Universal Healer Light Giver Hour, and it is a wonderful program. Dr. Scott has a lot to share with us. We'll be talking about whatever spirit gives us today, that is needed by you, our listeners, and our callers. So please don't be shy. Our number again, 347-237-5339, and we will get you right on the phone. Without anything else to tell you, let me just bring in our wonderful guest. Hello, Dr. Scott. Thank you for being here on
Hello.
The Edge with me.
Dr. Scott, who is sometimes known as Gregory, I'm delighted to be on the show again, B. It's wonderful always to talk to you, and it's also wonderful to have the opportunity to share whatever needs to get shared today. You and I, of course, connected some time ago around the topic Light Giver because of the website that is now available on the Internet to let people have an opportunity to deal directly with downloads of spirit that have been planted there, I'll say, by higher beings who just want to be known as light givers, because we all give light to each other, don't we, Dee?
Yes, we do. And that's one of our greatest gifts. Light is love. Love is light. And we're there. We're on our way.
Yeah.
We're on our path.
Well, one of the things I started working on this morning was a little dictation.
Yeah.
I didn't get a chance to complete it, which really addressed the question of why is it that so many people allow themselves to be trapped in darkness? And I don't mean negativity. I don't mean demons. I don't mean devils. Just looking not on the brighter side of life, but always finding things that are wrong or there are issues and getting trapped by those, kind of like trying to walk across the swamp as opposed to floating in the clouds. And I hope that we'll have a chance to talk to some of your listeners about some of the strategies we all can use to take advantage of the gifts that God has given us.
You know, I really like that, because you're right. There are so many fear-based things that we can fall prey to. And we perhaps fail to realize that we have within ourselves the power to rise above the fear-based elements. And that's something I'd like to really ask you today to get begin before we get on to our callers. First off, how did you get involved? How did you get the call, if you will?
Well, it's a funny thing that you should ask that question. I haven't shared this story often, but I remember being something like an 8-year-old boy standing in my backyard looking up at all the stars and just saying there has to be more to life than just what I'm hearing about. At that point in time, I was firmly convinced, because of my religious upbringing, that we lived one life and that, you know, we died and we had the choice of going to heaven or hell. And just as a 9-year-old, 9 or 10-year-old kid, I'm thinking, there has to be more to life than this. And little did I know, I guess that's kind of the spark that so many have been on, the trip, the journey of discovery. I think there's two parts of discovery. One part is self-discovery, and the other part, you might say, is God-discovery. Self-discovery has to do, I think, with what we are basically about and how we live our lives and how we love our families and how we do our jobs. God-discovery has to do with the thing that you mentioned a moment ago, the power that's within us, the power that's given us by God to discover, shall we say, the higher truth of life. And so that's how it got started. And along the way, I was a participant in one or two spiritual paths and worked directly with one spiritual teacher or another, and then had a wonderful experience where I was transported wide awake into gatherings with different spiritual beings who gave me gifts that I freely pass on and give to others so that they can share the light as well. So I'm not the head of any religious organization. I'm not the head of a spiritual path. I don't hold myself, out as a spiritual teacher. But like you, B, my life is devoted to serving and helping others.
I think that's marvelous. I truly do, because that is the blessing that we share today with all of our listeners. And that's why I would like to again invite our listeners to call in at 347-237-5339. We will get you in the queue, and we will give you the opportunity to connect with perhaps your higher self, perhaps with that small voice within. And
we can do even better than that. Yeah. We can support their continuous ascension right here on the call. So don't, you know, we are going to give people a whole lot of techniques that they need to go back and practice. We can do it. My belief is if this spiritual power is what it is and it exists throughout time, then it ought to be available to us right now. And it is.
That's marvelous. How, if someone was a newbie, say, someone that was just stepping on the spiritual path or wondering what the difference is, well, I'm religious, does that mean I'm spiritual? Or would you have any first attempted spiritual advice to give someone who was new to stepping on the spiritual path?
Well, my first thing I would say is anybody who is at a point where they're saying, I'm now stepping on a spiritual path, then the first thing I would say to them is that they're there because that's their destiny. And so the first thing is acceptance of the fact that they get to choose and define how they relate to spirit, and that no one, no priest, no preacher, no spiritual teacher can take that responsibility from them. And that's because they have the freedom of choice. So the first thing I think the person wants to say is, I choose and I request and I ask God to allow me, or the higher self, the creator, Yahweh, Jehovah, whatever the name is that they give it, source, I ask God to help me understand who I am spiritually. I ask to be shown. That's the first thing, to make the request in all humility. I think in the 12-step programs, I think they say to people they want to acknowledge that there is a higher power and that this higher power has, shall we say, control over their own destiny. That's the first thing I would say is acceptance of their own spiritual responsibility. And the second thing I would say is to understand that no book, no other person in the physical body can actually show them the way, that they have to be willing to accept truth as it comes to them. And sometimes, you know, the truth comes by way of reading the Bible, by way of looking at the Quran, looking at the Talmud, whatever is the spirit, the Bhagavad Gita, whatever the spiritual readings are. But underneath that, the power is not in the word. The power is in the heart and how God expresses himself through the individual, and that I don't think that should be given away. So that's what I would say.
You know,
the movie. The other part is I think, which is really key, is to accept responsibility for doing whatever their spiritual practice is, whether it's prayer, whether it's contemplation, meditation, you know, whether it's even Tai Chi, whether it's just reading poetry, to be willing to
right.
do that on a regular and daily basis. Yeah. Am I getting too wordy?
No, you're not. Not at all. I think
yeah.
it's wonderful because I think there's such a fine line between being spiritual and being religious. And I think sometimes folks blur the two.
I think you're right.
And so I think the way that you've explained it is marvelous. I think that's really important
to sharpen the point, if I can do this, I hope I don't
yeah.
offend any of your listeners, to sharpen the distinction between the two is that in my mind, and this may not be the same as you, but in my mind, when a person is religious, they tend to, a lot of times, not always, to define themselves by the catechisms, by the tenets of what's written down and what's pronounced by someone else. The person who is religious and spiritual is the one who comes to understand that the words are simply guideposts, simply ideas that have been captured to give people, say, markers along the way to truly experiencing themselves in their higher state as soul, as a spark of God. So religion sort of
right.
points the way, but the spirituality has to do with, the, I think, that personal relationship with their own divinity and with God.
Do you think that God or spirit or source comes through in many different languages and many different forms? Being understood by different people. I mean, there's so many different paths, so many religions, that it just makes me wonder if, you know, that this was the intent.
Well, the question that you're really raising is, I want to tell you a little, you know how I love to tell these little stories. There's a story about a group of people who were in heaven, and they were being taken on a tour by St. Mm-hmm. Peter. And so he's going around, and he's showing them the different buildings and the beautiful parks and the waterfalls, and heaven is just gorgeous. And then they finally come to a building, and they're going through the hallway, and St. Peter says, "Look, we really need to be quiet here." And so they get on the other side, and they said, "Why did we have to be quiet when we walked through that building?" And he said, "Well, because that's the blank. They think they're the only ones up here." I have not a big issue, but I sometimes in conversation I'll say with some of my friends who are I'll say more orthodox in their religious perspective, I'll say to them, mm-hmm. "Why do you think that God would love everyone so much and still restrict the way to him by going down one little narrow path? God loves every single soul, such as they are, that will speak to them in any language that they choose and will create so many different ways to reach them. God cares little about the particular badge that we wear or the name that we have to carry or our cultural perspective. It's simply the beauty and pristine character, I would say, of soul itself being a spark of God."
Yeah,
boy,
that's wonderful.
This sounds more like a light giver thing than a universal
presentation. That brings to the next question, because we've got some folks that are interested to speak with us. So before we get to our callers, can you tell us about the Light Givers International Association and how people can find it?
Okay, well, first place on there's a website. Lightgivers.org. You can even get to it, The Light Givers. And the way that it came about is that I got instructions, like so many of us do, inner guidance and outer guidance, which asked that a website be established that would allow people to have on their own, at their own individual pace, basically the same type of healing support that came through the Universal Healer Program years ago that would take about 3 or 4 hours. And very briefly, what the Universal Healer Program did, it moved people through auric clearing and healing. That was the removal of certain blockages, you know, throughout the body. Soul clearing and healing, which is basically removal of the blockages to one's experiencing your own spiritual identity. And then thirdly, right. Also with the Universal Healer Program, as it was constructed, you were then able to experience ascension, being moving, becoming completely aware of the kingdom of heaven, which is within, Satori, Nirvana, Jivan Mukti. These are all the names the different spiritual traditions have given to this higher aspect that one can experience on one's own by being right. uplifted. So all this now was going to be embedded in this website. I said, oh, no, I don't believe that. Of course, I'm from Missouri originally. And sure enough, we had a number of people get on it, and they said, boy, what is that website about? So it's there. All a person has to do is log on to it, and they will experience without a charge, without a fee. There's no requirement for a donation. It's not a membership organization. It is simply spiritual information and service. And occasionally people get stuck, and a couple of people came on the show once when I was on it before, and I realized that sometimes people are stuck in places and they do need to talk to somebody or need to repeat the exercises in the company of someone. Mm-hmm. So then I quickly reestablished the Universal Healer Program so people can have conversations with Ascension Masters or even with me to be blessed enough to remove those spiritual blockages. Now, the thing that's exciting is once a person goes through that process, there is a page on the website, a PDF that they can download, which lays out what the particular protocol is so that they now have the endowment to actually be light givers in association with their friends or families and so forth. So I basically was asked to set this thing up, and that's how people can get to the website.
Right.
Long answer to a short question.
I like it. Hey, would you like to start taking some calls? We've got some folks that would just love to chat with us.
Sure. Let's let it rip.
All righty. Our first caller is Rose. Hello, Rose.
Hi, Rose.
I'm waiting to see if we can get Rose's mic to turn on. A little trouble with the board here.
Uh-oh.
Hang on with me a second, Rose. I'm trying to get you. It's going to take – the board has to catch up with me, I think. Okay. Yeah, we sometimes we have some problems with the board. I'm just going to hit refresh and see if that helps us.
Yeah, last Thursday night, people received busy signals, when they called in.
Yeah, I think Rose is live now. Is she? Rose, are you live? Nope. Okay, we'll see if we can move on to Shauna. Yeah, you know, this is really interesting because the board isn't responding. I'll try this again. Oh,
hello?
Shauna.
Hi.
Shauna. Are you there? There you go.
Yes, I am.
We lost
you here.
I'm sorry.
I know. Well, she'll have to call back in or whatever.
She will call back, I'm sure.
Yeah. Boy, I've really enjoyed
you. You've got Ken Gregory.
Well,
hi, Shauna.
Yes, boy, I've loved listening to you, and I agree with so much of what you're saying. And,
thank you.
Yeah, it's wonderful. I had been doing workshops and so forth, and I've been sharing how I've been healing myself. And then I kind of stopped, and I went back into healing myself, and now I'm coming back out of that. And it's fascinating. I am trying to, at this time, and I've done workshops on healing the inner child, but I think I'm trying to connect more with my inner child now. And I am, I've done certain things and meditations and so forth, but I think, I don't know if it's more forgiveness I need to do, or if I need to just start to, I'm not sure. I'm calling for advice. Thank you. Let's just stop
like
it there,
it.
Right?
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, Shauna, what's interesting is that there are so many, and you sound a lot like me in terms of having done lots of workshops and becoming aware of a lot of different techniques. And one of the things I'm working on right now is what I'm being given. I just have to sit and type it out. Meditations related to, I'll just go broadly, perfecting the spiritual self or the self. Mm-hmm. And so what happens is rather than focusing on a micro level, what I think this thing does is allow you to plunge directly into spirit itself, knowing that spirit will correct all that is, that we've accepted as individuals as perhaps flaws and defects. We know that we're perfect in spirit, right, Shauna?
Yes, absolutely.
That soul is perfect. There are no imperfections.
No.
The only imperfections there are simply beliefs that we have.
Exactly.
That are very real, that
yes.
Something needs to be healed or worked on. So I want to do a little experiment while we're on the phone together here, Shauna.
I'd love it. Absolutely, yes, I'd love it.
Okay, well, all right. Well, this is going to be now. Do you see and feel energy? Some people do that. You know,
you mean
they'll
energetically?
See the energy. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. I'm also an energy healer. Absolutely.
Okay.
No, I.
Oh, good. Well, the reason why I'm asking is because I always like to check in with folks and say, what are you noticing, if anything? So,
sure.
So just as we're beginning this call, I'm getting the impression that you might be getting a little download of spiritual energy.
Yes.
All right. So what we're going to do then, and by the way, B will tell you whatever comes on the call, and a few people call in and say, boy, I got that too. So let's just share it with everybody. So just right now, notice that you're standing in something like Niagara Falls. And there's just all of this wonderful healing spiritual energy is coming down. Now, what it's doing is it's not focusing on any of the issues that you've identified. What it's aimed at doing is just allowing you to experience, shall we say, the perfection of soul. So what we're going to do is just allow this to be sort of, as a part of this conversation, the instant source nation, which is the name that we use on the website. So you're getting right now an instant source nation experience. So that means that any of the spiritual blockages that you may have at the auric level are now removed. Any spiritual blockages that you might have that are at the soul level are removed. Now, the purpose of the soul level spiritual moving those is just to bring you in complete alignment with your life purpose, with your soul energy in terms of being able to share that at 100% level, the God energy at 100% level, and then also on top of that, being able to eliminate any and all influences from past lives, which sometimes is called karma, just removing all that, and then now just giving the experience what's called ascension, and that is where you come into the fullness of yourself as a divine being. So have you noticed anything?
Yes. Yes, it is. I put you on speakerphone, and I got into a sitting position, and very, very nice. I visualized Niagara Falls just kind of pouring over me and taking everything away with it. And then as it was doing that, I envisioned myself just growing, just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. It was really cool.
Okay, well, the good thing is that this is now a permanent state that you're in. Most people who do self-healing work and energy work and that sort of thing, it winds up being a place they visit, and then once they come out of it, then they're back grappling with daily life. What we do is, what you're doing is you're shifting your location. So now you're located in that higher state, and occasionally you might come back to visit, but the reflex action now pulls you to the higher state as opposed to pulling you down here. Do you see the point that's being made here? This is you'll see some description of this on the website. This is described as permanent ascension.
It's wonderful. Thank you. That's beautiful.
It is wonderful.
Thank you.
Feels great.
And I just want to say one quick thing is I so agree with what you say, what you mentioned earlier in your, when you were talking, is you were saying sometimes we grab on to things because we're not sure where we're going, so we continue the same habit. And thank you for bringing that
That's
up.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the habits just they're the thing that get us. And usually the habits are simply reflexes of the mind. Soul has no reflex except to become even more godly, more God-imbued.
Okay.
So this is pretty much what's available, even more so, you know, on the Thursday night show. It's, right now, it's still every Thursday.
Okay.
So I'm looking forward to continuing these conversations, not only with you, but anyone else who wants to call in.
I will be there. I will.
Yeah,
I will, and
that's at 9 p.m. Eastern.
Okay, so it's
at 9 p.m. Eastern here on GGM Radio.
All right. Well,
thank you, Shauna.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Warmest blessings.
You too.
Warmest blessings. Thank you. All righty, let's move right on. We've got quite a few folks in queue to speak to you, Gregory. Let's move on to Lori. Hi, Lori. You're live on the air.
Hi.
Thank you for holding. You're a dear.
Oh, no problem. I'm glad to hold. Well, I think that I could probably use like a healing or energy boost. I'm in the process of moving, hopefully, and really stressful. And then another place opened up, and I don't know if they'll even allow me to try for it, you know, which I'm really stressed about, and have, you know, they're giving me a hard time, and so I'm thinking, like, maybe if I could have, like, a healing or something, that would really help me out.
Absolutely, Gregory, this call is certainly for you.
Oh, I was going to say, sounds like your call.
The first thing I'm getting is action, Lori. I'm getting for you to take action. And I'm also getting that the action that you're to take is just what Gregory just said, is about allowing that Niagara Falls to come over you and allow the healing energies of spirit to wash away your fears, your doubts, your self-confidence, but it's your, perhaps you're not self-confident, okay? This is what I'm getting. I'm getting a water cure, a water healing.
Sounds
Gregory,
like
anything to add?
No, go ahead. Please continue, B. I had to drop my phone for a minute.
So,
you handle it. Step away from the phone for about 2 minutes. I'll be back on in a second.
Okay. Lori, I really feel that washing, that spiritual cleanse is really important for you, and I strongly do urge you to step over to the Light Givers website. It's lightgivers.org. LightGivers.org. And on that website, you can experience firsthand what we're talking about the healing, about cleansing, about imbuing yourself with the confidence that is you as a spiritual being, your inner beauty, your inner light, and not allow any darkness or any shadows to be cast over you that stops you from taking action. That's one of the first things, you know, that I'm getting. And I'm feeling for you. Do you like box crystals and stones, Lori?
Pardon, I didn't quite hear you.
Yeah, do you like box crystals and stones? The reason I ask is because I'm getting a very clear picture of a blue stone. It's called azurite. It is the color of water. And that would act as a reminder, kind of like the elastic band on the wrist kind of reminder. Oh. An azurite would be a really good reminder for you to let that, the water cleansing spirit, wash over you and take away your fears.
Okay. Yeah.
To put you in a place of productivity.
Yeah, I do like stones. I have quite a bunch of them.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting azurite. Azurite as a wonderful healing stone for you, dear. And that's one of my favorites as well.
Oh, wow.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Byproducts of the copper mines, actually, where they, where they mine for copper. Usually you'll see azurite and a lot of the bluish-green coloring stones as a byproduct of where copper. They get copper. Mm. I'm also getting that you've been being worked with in your dreams, and I'm feeling that your dreams are speaking to you. So if you can pay attention to your dreams.
I actually had a pretty good dream the other night. I had this one friend of mine, and he was actually in one of my dreams, and, you know, he came to me in a dream, and I really missed him after that.
Oh, well, that's great, because you could see him in dreams, which is wonderful.
That's just really great stuff. I had a couple of thoughts, too, just along the way. These are not nearly as profound as yours. But also, I'm getting the idea that there's some level of toxicity. And toxicity translates in spiritual terms as just being some sort of negativity that's in her environment. I think the stones will do, and the advice you give her will do a lot to help with that. But what I want to do is shift just very briefly into the Source Nation framework. Now, here's the story, is that sometimes when people are struggling with things, it's really not because of them. It's because there's somebody that they're connected to or somebody that they're associated with who, without intending it necessarily, is downloading some of their own challenges into their energy field. So let me just take a moment and walk you through a couple of things you might do. Is you can ask your higher self whether you have a name for your higher self, whether Source, God, Allah. It can just be Creator. It can be just my higher self. You know, I'm having a conversation with my higher self. You can simply say to the higher self, if I am connected with anyone who is giving me energy that is not of light and love, please, please give me only light and love and stop any of their negativity from coming into my energy field. Just disconnect me from, not from them as friends or family, but just connect me from whatever dark energy that's coming. And furthermore, please remove any of that dark energy from me and fill me with divine healing light. I guess in this work we call it multiply healing light. Fill me with Holy Spirit. Also what you can do, and this might help as well, is ask your higher self, please remove any inhibiting beliefs, anything that's holding me back. Sometimes there are things holding us back that we aren't even aware of it. It could be stuff that comes from the television, from our friends, from our relatives, our parents, even from past lives. Just ask your higher self, God, Jesus, whoever you look to, please take all this away from me. And any beliefs I have that create inhibiting beliefs, take those away from me now. Fill me with light and love. And then the third thing you can say, if there's any entities, beings, dark forces, things I don't even know about, thought forms that are inhibiting me, that are preventing me from experiencing the highest aspects of myself, please take those away. If there's anything from any previous lifetime, or even in the past of this lifetime, that's interfering with my spiritual growth and development, that's holding me back, please take that away too. So just take a breath. Allow yourself to be filled with healing light. And to the extent that all these blockages are removed, then know that the kingdom of heaven is manifesting itself. The endowment of the light givers is now a part of you. Every cell, every atom, fully and completely, you're surrounded with completely with divine healing light, and you're one with it. Take a breath, breathe in all that healing light. I don't know about you, but it sure feels good to be over here.
Feels good to me.
So how's is it, Laurie?
Yes.
Yeah, it's Laurie.
How you doing, Laurie?
I'm doing good.
Are you noticing anything at all?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what we're going to do, something else a little bit. Now, put your attention on your feet. Just allow your attention to go down to your feet and just be aware of the divine healing energy now that's coming up through the earth, clear and clean, that's going up through you, to you and through you. Just breathe it in. Now, what you'll need to do is on a daily basis, I want to give you something you can simply say, and that is to your higher self. You want to do this every day, at least once a day, maybe twice a day. Just say, please restore all the healing energy that I received. And then that should give you enough of a boost that the obstacles that you are perceiving no longer, will block you or be in the way. So what do you think?
That'd be great. Yeah.
Well, good.
I can feel it. Yeah. Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. And just keep doing what you're doing. Bless your heart. Thank you for calling in.
And
thank you.
And Lori, feel free to go to the website, lightgivers.org, anytime.
Okay.
And feel free.
Great.
To,
thank you for
feel
calling
free
in.
To log in on Thursday night, and we'll talk to you and do it some more.
Oh, yeah, Thursday night. Okay.
Yep, 9 p.m. Eastern time.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling, Lori.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Wonderful.
So what's going on in the chat room? I don't have a screen.
We've got lots of folks in the chat room and lots of comments. Real Dream Journey says she just loves what you're saying. She understands it, and we've got Tina Marie is in the chat room as well. Tina Marie is actually going to be my guest next week. So,
great.
Everyone to know that. Yeah, and welcome Tina Marie to the program next Saturday. So
fabulous.
We've got lots of folks that are sharing with us, and we've got lots of folks that are waiting in line to speak to you. So I think if you like, let's move right on to the next caller.
Great, I'm looking forward to it.
Area code 609, you're live and on the air.
Hi, this is Anne in New Jersey.
Hi, Jersey.
Hi, Anne.
Hi.
Hey, Jersey
Hi.
Girl.
Yes. Actually, I think this might be more for B.
Okay,
all
good.
Right,
it's kind of a question about somebody who I was... And if that's okay, if not, I can call back another time.
You're on the line. Fire away.
Yeah.
You've
got the air, and I'm. And if Gregory has something to add, he's not shy about that.
Okay. I had reconnected with somebody, and we've been talking for over a year. And have known each other and dated before for, going on 3 years now. And I recently found something out which I wasn't too happy about and wanted to know, what's going on? I mean, just what's going on in his head?
First thing I get, my guides give me, is to tell you to be courageous. Put up that guard wall shield and have courage. There's passion here. I see fire. I see passion. I see light in the distance. That's how the vision comes to me. So that tells me that this storm will pass. And be courageous.
And what I'd like to add, too, is that many of the times that we will really connect with people, there will be people with whom we have unfinished business.
Yeah.
And not all the times does a business get finished in this lifetime. So if there is something in you that's feeling, getting a feeling of disappointment about, say, what is going on or not happening, then just know that that is a part of the continuous drama that you have experienced with this individual before. And it is not about you, because you're real clear about who you are. It's something that they are not completely coming with.
I just don't want to go through it with him in another, in the next lifetime.
Well,
hey, you make a really good point. Yeah, you make a good
point. That's that courage thing again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And how about the synchronicity?
Exactly.
I mean, I get so much synchronicity with him. I had asked the universe, if this is the right person for me, please show me, give me a sign, something big that I'm really going to understand. And I pulled out on the freeway one day, and this is like 2 days later, and across the back of a big tractor trailer was his name. And I've never seen a name in all the years I've been driving, the name on a tractor trailer that was named that.
Oh.
Is that a message for me?
Well, when you ask the universe for a response, you always have to remember the universe operates outside of time. So the question that you're really asking is, I mean, really, is this a message for you that's for right now? Is it a message for you, you know, through all the lifetime, et cetera? Now, I'll tell you, there is something that can happen for you in this call, and it may be good news or bad news, and that is you can ask that any of the blockages, not asking me, we're asking the universe to remove any of the blockages that are currently between you and your, let's say, your soulmate, who may or may not be this individual, that they be removed. Now, sometimes that's good news, sometimes that's bad news. When it's good news, the blockages are removed, it's a harmony, there's music and light, and then the thing that we used to hear at the end of fairy tales, I don't know if kids get fairy tales anymore, that says, and they live happily ever after.
Right.
The bad news can be when the blockages get removed, you really see the person as they are.
Right, right.
And then you wind up having to decide if that's something you want to continue to be confronted with.
Right. I just want the blockages out. I just don't want this. I either want it to be the right way or I just want it to be done.
Okay, you want to have a little fun? Now, B knows how I love to play on these calls. Now, look, have you ever felt energy between your hands?
Oh, absolutely.
Between your palms?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, well, then let's do something here. And everybody can try this out if they want. What I want you to do is put your palms about 12 inches apart. You know, your hands 12 inches apart, palms while facing each other. Are you ready? Got it? Then
Got
what
it.
You want to do is say, here's what you're doing. You're asking your higher self, let me feel all of the blocking energy between me and this person.
Okay.
So now you're getting pressure against your palms, right?
Uh-huh.
Now you just, believe it or not, it's this easy. So then you ask your higher self, God, Jesus, whoever you look to, please remove all of that blocking energy.
Okay.
Now you notice how it disappears?
Yes.
Okay. Now what you want to do is ask that it now be replaced with divine healing energy. Feel that pressure. As a matter of fact, it's pushing your hands all the way out, isn't it?
Yes.
Divine healing energy. So as they say sometimes, girlfriend, it's done. So it'll be interesting to see, and feel free to call me on Thursday nights and let me know how things go. Call no names, bear no blames.
I most definitely will.
And
thank you so much.
You can catch Gregory. Yes, Ann, you can catch Gregory on Thursdays at 9 p.m.
All right. Wonderful.
Eastern,
thank
your
you.
Time.
Oh, great. Thank you so
Absolutely.
Much.
Absolutely.
Hey,
thank
glad
you
called in.
Calling
thank you.
In.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
I needed
me
that.
Too. Warmest blessings, dear.
Oh, gosh. Thank you.
You bet.
But I tell you, that one gave That one gave me goosebumps. Made my hair stand on end. Of course, I don't have much hair, but anyway. I am getting some tingles up there. Let's put it that way.
Well, you know, as soon as you say that about holding your palms of your hands apart, that ball of energy, that is the greatest proof for anybody to feel that we are composed of energy. We are energy, and we are surrounded by it. And you can feel it in between your hands, and you can manipulate that energy. I like to take that energy and mold it into a small little ball and press it into my heart energy center just to give myself that gift of energy.
I like to take that ball of energy and turn it into something 12 feet wide and 12 feet high and dive into it.
Yeah. Somehow I can picture that. We've got another caller for you, Gregory.
Great.
Let's move right along to, it looks like it's either a Skype caller or a private caller with area code 111.
All right.
Ivy.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, I'm wondering if you could just sort of do a general over the next 3 or 4 months. If I can feel something coming up, I'm just not sure what it is.
Oh, energy coming up.
Yeah.
Wow. What's your first name, dear?
Sue.
Your first name, dear?
Sue.
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 Okay, Sue.
Yeah.
Are you on, I'm getting that you are on a path of service. Like your purpose is service, this lifetime that you're working on giving back. I don't know what kind of sense that will make to you, but that's what I get.
And what I'm seeing is a huge overlay of spiritual energy. It's really interesting. Did you say 3 or 4 months? I mean, it's like there's this huge overlay that probably B is intersecting directly with the service you're picking up.
No, I just feel changes. I'm just not sure what they are.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Do you do energy work, dear?
No.
Sue,
no.
Do you? Okay, because I'm seeing a lot of energy around you. And not just energy because we are energy and we live in energy. I'm seeing it around you. You being a transmitter of energy, and it may be that what I'm perceiving is that this path of service is calling out to you, also for healing. That you are a wonderful transmitter for healing. Does that make sense to you at all? That's what I get.
No, I don't really do anything like that.
Is there a radio or television in the background?
No, I'm in a public place. That's why.
Oh, okay.
That's probably what we're hearing in the background, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I hear that in the background. I'm getting healing all around you, Sue. And it could very well be that it would be a good thing for you to go on to the website, lightgivers.org. And allow some of that healing energy to enter you. Gregory has given it a name. It's called Sourcination. And all that name is a term that explains what happens when we connect with Source by allowing ourselves to absorb that light, that healing energy. And it gives us a chance to discover
I'm sorry, the line has just gone all bubbly.
Yeah, I think we may want to move on.
Yeah.
Oh, feel free to call on Thursday night when you have a clearer line. Because I can't really. One thing I would like to say before you get off the call is that do you do any meditation, contemplation, prayer, poetry?
Not really. No.
Okay, well, now this is not something B will ever hear me say very often. You need to do it. And the reason is it will make whatever changes that you encounter, they will make a little bit more sense and they'll be a bit easy for you. Otherwise, you're kind of like a person who's stuck in the middle of a rapids, you know, a lot of water going through, and you're trying to swim with it, and you can't deal with the rapids unless you can go with the flow. So if you don't do contemplation, if you don't do prayer, you really want to start doing it, because that you have a huge amount of overlay of spiritual energy now, which is bombarding you.
Well,
I would recommend that you start doing contemplations and meditations. And I don't have any preference to tell you which ones you need to do. But I'm telling you, girl, you got a whole bunch of energy coming at you right now.
I know. I see it too. What's the energy coming from? Is it just change? Is that what it is? What is it?
Do you really want to know?
Yeah.
What happens when you came into this lifetime, you set particular spiritual goals for yourself. And those spiritual goals have to do with what you're experiencing right now. And there is a gap. You're about 80% out of alignment. I'm probably going a little bit further than I should. You're 80% out of alignment with your spiritual goals. Now, the Source of Nation page is energized to bring you in alignment with your own spiritual goals. I mean, there's nothing on there about your spiritual goals. It's nothing but energy. But if I can say it based on what other people have experienced, if you're open-minded and you just get on there, don't even worry about reading the words, just get on there and let the energy flow through you, you will find yourself coming into greater alignment with your spiritual goals. You'll get a greater sense of peace, and you'll probably get some clearing as well. There also are some suggestions on there, I think on one of the pages, about different kinds of spiritual techniques you might use. But you said to yourself when you came to this incarnation, there's certain spiritual relationship, I'll say, with spirit that you want to accomplish, and you're in alignment with that, and you need to get in alignment with, you know, if you want to manage these changes that you know are on the horizon.
Right.
And I don't often get very preachy, but let me tell you, girl, that energy is definitely coming up for you, and now is the time for you to ride the waves.
I'm also seeing a release that there are some things that you're holding on to that need to be released. I can't tell you what those things are, but I can tell you that you can't reach for something with your hand half full. Okay? Oh. You can't reach for anything if you still have something holding something in your hand. You have to let go in order to reach out to grab the new that I'm seeing all around you. I feel that there are a lot of changes, but the changes are good. Look forward to the next several months.
Yeah.
And please do
okay.
Come back and join our programs here. All of our programs here on Greater Good Ministries Radio are geared to help folks like you, like me, like Gregory, to share, to network, and to help each other.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Glad you called in. Thank you.
Thank you, dear. Come on. I know there was a lot of interference on that line, but it's the board's going a little fruity on me again. Sorry to say, but
yeah, you still have a lot of background noise somehow.
Yeah, I think it's gone now. Nope, still there, but
it sounds like somebody's mic is open, huh?
Doing that. Yeah, there we go. I got it. I think it was her. She was in a public place when she called in. But her line looks like she came in through a Skype call. And sometimes Skype will throw that interference in. And sometimes that interference has reason, you know. I mean, could be whatever entities are around maybe are not wanting her to hear the message. And I think that could be part of her release. And I know she's still listening, so I want to add that.
You're good.
Gregor, you know, it's always wonderful to have you on the program. It truly is. And I want to thank you for sharing this hour with us. And we've got about 5 minutes left, so we can still chit-chat a bit. And I also would like to mention to all of our listeners to give a listen to all of our programs. Check us out at GCMradio.com. ggmradio.com will show you our schedule for programs that we have here on Blog Talk Radio. We have a Sunday service that comes up every Sunday, and that makes sense, doesn't it? A Sunday service that comes up every Sunday. And Gregory, you are part of that service. You're the first Sunday of the month.
That's right. And what I try to do on that show is to get people who are really who have done a lot of spiritual and energy work, and who are at the cutting edge of whatever their particular tradition is. And we have some really interesting conversations, and that would quite often there's not a lot of call-in because it's more of a listening chat kind of thing, but sometimes
right.
I'll open the mics. Yeah, it's great. And then, too, there's a Light Giver program that's on the third, which is not, I'm not a part of that, but I think you're part of that, aren't you, Bea? The one on the third Sunday?
The third Sunday is the Light Giver Sunday service, and that also has the Worldwide Source of Nation celebration.
Yeah, and it gives people a chance to go through it all over again.
Yeah, and to heal. It's a wonderful healing tool, and it's a wonderful program for folks to tune into. And also, you can listen to any of our programs in archives just by going to our blogtalkradio.com/ggmradio, and you'll see all of our programs. You know, the past programs, archived programs, and current programs that are scheduled. So like to mention that as well. And, Gregory, your own program, the Universal Healer Light Giver Hour, every Thursday at 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern Time here on GGM Radio.
Yeah, and basically, in addition to sometimes I'll read parts of the book of it called the Universal Healer. Sometimes I'll read parts of dictations I've taken down. Sometimes I'll do even live dictations where something will just start coming through, and then I'll just start going with the flow on that. But most importantly, it gives a chance for people to talk to me and to share the kinds of things like people have shared on this call, and a chance to do some healing work over the phone, not only for the person who's calling in, but for anyone who happens to be on the call or anyone who chooses to listen to the archive program. That works as well, I understand.
Oh, it does, absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, I've listened to quite a few of your programs in archives, and I love the topics that seem to come to you are different every week, and I think that's a true blessing from Spirit as well.
Well, thank you. And I want to thank you once again for letting me come onto the show and talk to some of your listeners, and once again, I look forward, if they have a moment, into sharing concerns, thoughts, ideas, and sharing healing experiences and so forth on the Thursday evening show. That's a lot of fun. Sometimes if it gets really interesting, I'll extend it another half hour.
Good for you. I think that's great.
Fun.
I really do. And I'm glad that we have that option here with the Blog Talk Radio platform. So that's really cool. And next week on The Metaphysical Edge, we will have psychic Tina Marie. Tina Marie's been in our chat room today. She's been helping out, actually, with our in our chat room this afternoon. And I certainly am grateful for that, and I hope you tune in for our show next week as well, Gregory. You will love Tina Marie. She's
thank you. And thank you, Tina Marie, for being in the chat room.
Yeah, she's a paranormal investigator. I've gone on a few investigations with her, and she's awesome. She's absolutely
awesome. Oh, great.
So, yeah, it's going to – and she's a wonderful psychic as well.
Thank you, Tina Marie. Big hug and a kiss. Yeah. Let me give her an energetic hug. Tina Marie, here it comes.
Yay.
Did she get it?
She got it. She's giving you hugs and smoochies right back.
Well, thank you, Tina Marie.
And with that, I'd like to say goodbye to everybody and thank you for tuning in to The Metaphysical Edge. And Gregory, much love coming your way, as always. And
thank you
for joining
me. Say bye to everybody.
You betcha. Bye, everybody. Have a blessed week. Tune in tomorrow for the Light Givers International Association for their Sunday service, and that will be at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Warmest blessings, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. Bye-bye now.